My name's Jono Bacon, and I think Mumble is fucking great.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I also think Mumble's fucking great.
And this is...
Shot of Mumble. Voice over IP has been around for years. If you're a telecommunications engineer, then you might think of Asterisk or Cisco gear for it. A home user will think of Skype. There's a new kid on the block though, and it works a bit differently. Mumble is a voice chat application for groups. If Skype is instant messaging but with voices, Mumble is IRC. Like gaming chat systems like Ventrilo or TeamSpeak, voice chats with Mumble aren't person to person. Instead, everyone in the channel can hear you talk. So, now that we have this, what will the existence of a decent open source implementation of voice chatting mean to our community?
So I think before we get into the community discussion, we should talk about Mumble itself. A lot of people haven't heard of Mumble. The way we found out about this was at Canonical, we have a conference call system and it's very expensive. So we decided to explore, you know, some open source alternatives to see how it would work. And obviously Asterisk is incredibly complicated and really best designed for one-on-one calls. There were some experiments made with Mumble, and it surprised all of us. It's actually really, really good. I mean, the UI is terrible. It's ugly. But, you know, you basically connect to a server, and we set up a test server. So you connect to it, and you can authenticate against it. And then basically you can join, like Access. You can basically join a room, and that room can have as many people in it as you want. And when you join it, you can just hear each other. And the thing that surprised me about Mumble was two things. First of all, the voice quality is just incredible. It's very, very good. I mean, it's as good as Skype, from what I can tell from my hearing. But secondly, people have always complained in the past about, oh, you know, voice over IP, it's really hard because you've got to do all the NAT traversal and all this kind of stuff with firewalls. And it's like, Mumble just does it effortlessly. I haven't noticed any problems with it. So it's, you know, it just seems to work, which is
I would absolutely agree with all of that. As I said, the thing that I liked about it is that it's like IRC. Skype is very much person to person. You can do conference calls, but they turn out to be a massive pain in the hole half the time, and people drop off. And you've got to be careful about who initiates the conference call, because that can make a big difference to the quality of the thing. And Mumble isn't like that. It's incredibly clear and wonderful. The thing, though, is that when you say it's really easy, it just works. It does, but that's because you didn't set the server up.
And
Mumble requires a server. The server's called Murmur. Someone needs to set that up. If you and I just wanted to chat using Mumble, we thought, oh, we've heard about this Mumble thing. This sounds like a really good idea. We're sick of using Skype. Let's use this Mumble thing instead. We couldn't do it because there's no server. We'd have to set one up. And setting up the server is non-trivial. It's not just apt-get install Murmur, done.
Right. But I'm kind of the view that is a packaging problem. Like, if fundamentally, if you need to install Murmur to get it set up so Mumble will work, and you can't just install a package and it will get you up and running, then as far as I'm concerned, that's the fault of the Linux distribution.
Possibly.
It's got nothing to do with the upstream.
Like, there's going to need to be a load of stuff about, you know, making holes in firewalls for it and stuff like that. It's the same thing as setting up any server for any reason. It's fine if you are a sysadmin or if you have leanings in a sysadmin-y direction like most developers do. But it's not fine if I want to talk to my dad with it. Or more importantly, if my dad wants to talk to my brother with it. The big thing that Skype has is you just download the Skype client, sign in, done. And again, that's perhaps because the Skype people have set up the servers. But the Mumble people aren't running public Mumble servers, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely less trivial than with Skype. There's no doubt about that. But I think the interesting thing for me is that from a client perspective, it's really easy.
Yeah. Like the UI, you know, as you say, the UI needs a boot in the arse to shape up. But one amazing, you know, I was poking around in the preferences just to see what the hell it did. And there's a thing, you can configure it to speak the error messages. And I thought, that sounds like a laugh, and then turned it on and forgot about it. And then About 2 weeks later, I was connecting with Mumble and it failed to connect for some reason. I had some kind of networky glitch and it started speaking in my earphones, could not connect to server using the, you know, the festival voices or whatever it is. And I thought, wow, that's brilliant, because I just left it connecting in the background while I was getting on with work. And it made me realize I can see that that message is coming in, but it didn't interrupt my flow. It didn't stop me with what I was doing. And I thought, wow, that's brilliant. Why doesn't everything do that?
First thing I switched off.
Oh, man. I thought it was excellent. I mean, you know, my immediate thought was, why doesn't everything do this? And the reason is because then it would sound like you're in the middle of a cocktail party all day as every application shouts its error message at you. So you
couldn't. Part of the reason why I switched it off was the fact that, to be frank with you, the voice creeps me out a little bit.
I like the voice.
it's like some kind of breathy, creepy Stephen Hawkins, and I don't really need that in my life.
All right, so moving on from the technology, which we both think is cool, and if you haven't tried Mumble, you should find a way of trying it and then try it.
Yes.
What I'm interested in is this idea of using a gaming chat system style thing, you know, an IRC style vibe rather than a person-to-person instant messaging style thing. We've not really had the option of doing that before. And now that we have it, is there anything useful we could be using it for? What does it give us that we didn't have previously?
There's two things I think are interesting with it. So the first thing is conference calls. Like, conference calls are a common staple of the business world, right? I mean, you know, I spend every morning, basically all morning, in conference calls, because they're quick and they're efficient and you don't have to do as much typing, and you know, they're just useful, right, for doing work. Communities don't tend to be able to do them very often because there's not that many freely accessible conference call services. There are some, but they often steal your number and sell them to marketing companies, right? So I think providing this, I mean, there's been so many occasions in the past when I've known of community groups and they've said, oh, we'd love to have a conference call, but we don't have the facilities to do that, you know. So I think that is going to be good for it. I think somebody needs to set up a Murmur server. Like, we need a free node for Mumble, right? We need something that open source projects can use and they can set up their own groups. That would be fantastic. But I think the other thing is, apart from conference calls, I don't think we'll use them as like just general chat channels. I can't see it replacing IRC where somebody will just log in and just stay in there because there's just too much noise. But what I think will happen is, do you remember when we were working on Jacosha and we tested to see just leaving like Skype on while we were working on Jacosha?
Yes.
So it feels like an office. Now, I've not tested this yet, but the quality of Mumble is so good that it actually bizarrely sounds like you're in an office. Like, it's that good that, like, when there's three or four of you dialed in, it really does sound like you're in the same room. And I can imagine people just switching it on when they're having like hacking parties and stuff.
See, that's an interesting one, I think, because people haven't done that in the past. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I know we've tried it with Skype or with some SIP servers or something like that. But it would be interesting to see people getting into that idea. If you're having a weekend hack day or something, the idea of switching that on and just leaving it running, so you can just say, oh, does anyone know about this? And as you say, because the quality is that good, it would be exactly like you're sitting in the same room, which is good.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a business model for the free node of Mumble?
Well, I was just literally thinking that, actually, because, like,
if someone set up something like that and then said, okay, what we're going to do is we will charge projects $10 a month for it, and then you can use it as much as you like, or whatever. Do you think there's enough money there that, because otherwise someone has to donate all the bandwidth, frankly, and getting that off the ground might be quite hard, because obviously, because it's voice, it uses more bandwidth than something like IRC does. Mumble's pretty good with bandwidth, but it's still not the sort of thing you want to use if you're on a 2400 baud modem. So
I think conceivably it will. Someone could make a business out of it. I mean, someone could easily set up a paid for service that uses Mumble. I mean, they could just take the Mumble, you know, the Mumble framework and then build it into their own client.
A good client. I mean, Mumble's already cross-platform. It's already, you know, Linux, and it does Windows and apparently the Mac as well. So if you could make a really good client with the server hard-coded and all that, just download this, click to connect, pick a route.
Yeah, rock and roll. So That's what we think. What do you think? I mean, have you tried Mumble? Have you seen Mumble? If not, go and try it and have a go with it and let us know what you think. Go to shotofjack.org where you heard this comment and let us know what you think about the technology, whether it could be used in interesting and different ways with the community and everything else.
Yeah, we'd love to hear how you think that you're going to use it, how your community is going to use it. So you can get in touch with us at shotofjack.org, or you can get in touch directly with the two of us through shotofjack.org/discuss.
Yep, and we will see you on the next Shot of Jack.